Blog Talk Radio.
Everywhere that Yahweh is. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor, thanks, and appreciation, it belongs to only one. And that is the true and living Elohim, the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh alone is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim of our great righteous ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For Yahweh alone is our King, and beside him there is none else. I'm so happy to join all of my beautiful brothers and sisters that happen to be listening in on this broadcast. This is a teaching during the time that our ancestors were getting prepared many years ago when we were in slavery. We were getting prepared for us coming out of that slavery. And Yahweh wanted us to always be able to remember that, no matter what, even if we couldn't keep Passover in our captivity, if we couldn't keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread in our captivity. But he gave us laws, he gave us statutes and commandments that would always make us remember this time. For this time, we're going to see a full moon tonight, because we know Yahweh gave us light for signs, for seasons, for days and years. And it's a blessing to truly know what time it is. Most of the people on the world do not know what true time is. But we that have been blessed to know the word of Yahweh, trust in the word of Yahweh, obey the word of Yahweh, praise Yahweh, we have embarked upon a time of when Passover would have begun. And what was his instructions during that time? Even though we cannot keep Passover, and we're going to go over some of them things, and we need to see what the Almighty showed us in his laws concerning that. And I pray to Yahweh that all of us, to the best of our ability, were able to do what is mentioned in Exodus, the 12th chapter. Let us go to Exodus chapter 12. If you have your scriptures, I highly recommend all my beautiful brothers and sisters and anyone else that wishes to listen to the words of the true and living Creator out of the mouth of one of his servants. Join in. We're very glad to have everybody on the broadcast for this teaching. It brings us closer to feeling exactly how our fathers felt. See, at this time, Yah had already put plague on the Egyptians. And he had put all these 9 plagues on the Egyptians when he gave us this great commandment in Exodus 12 chapter. And the greatest one was when he was going to kill the firstborn at midnight. And in Exodus 12, this is what the Creator said out of his own mouth. He said in the 14th verse, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial." and you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast and ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses, for whosoever eateth unleavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, on noon at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 120th day of the moon cycle at evening. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leaven, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations. Shall you eat unleavened bread? Hallelujah. So in other words, we find that the true and living Elohim is giving us his laws, his statutes, and his commandments concerning this bread. And he also gave us his laws, statutes, and commandments concerning this feast. And many people, they are baffled, grappling, they want to know, why is it that we cannot keep the feast? He said it's an ordinance forever. But brothers and sisters, turn your scriptures to the book of Deuteronomy. Turn to the 12th chapter of Deuteronomy, and let me show you one of the greatest laws and commandments Yahweh ever gave us in the 32nd verse. In Deuteronomy 12, verse 32, this is what it says. What thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Praise the mighty Yahweh. He told us, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from whatever he commands us. And what people have done is they have added to the word of Yahweh, and they have diminished from his word. That's why he put in there, what thing soever I command you, whatever it is, whether I told you to do something in captivity, whether I told you to do something everywhere, whether I told you to only do it where I place my name at, you better keep every law, precept, statute, and judgment concerning that. And then we wouldn't be confused. Then there wouldn't be no controversy, because we would have looked at, and how do we get it? How would we know, even though he's saying right here in Exodus, the 12th chapter, he said we were to keep this a feast forever throughout your generation. But that means there's something we also, in addition to what we just read in Deuteronomy 12, verse 32, that we should know. And here it is. Isaiah, the 28th chapter. Let's go there. Isaiah, the 28th chapter. This is what Yahweh said with his own lips. And this is the only way you can obtain knowledge from Yahweh. This is the only way he can show you and teach you how to learn his word. Whom, in the ninth verse of Isaiah the 28th chapter, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. You got to get off the breast. You got to get weaned so you can eat the real food. For a precept must be upon precept. And hallelujah. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm speaking to you with stammering lips and another tongue, another language. It's not the Hebrew language. In other words, we all that know Yahweh, we receive the truth without even learning the Hebrew language. People get caught up in saying, well, the Hebrew language has this, and this is the Hebrew language. And I'm telling you, beautiful brothers and sisters, I'm letting you know, don't get caught up in the Hebrew language. Look what Yah has done for you. He has opened your eyes to see his truth. He has opened your eyes without you knowing a lick of the Hebrew language. You want to know why? Because his words are line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. It wasn't necessary for us to learn the Hebrew language. So how we learn is just what you see. And this is the only way he can teach knowledge. So that means we got to see all the precepts concerning the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Passover. As we go to Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, we'll see these precepts, these laws, these statutes, and these rules that you have to go by line upon line. And here it is. This is what he told us. In Deuteronomy 16, the first verse, observe the month of Abib. In other words, observe the new moon of the green ears of grain, and keep the Passover unto Yahweh thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. In other words, the Almighty had brought us out of Egypt by the night of the 15th day. And he told us to observe, look well to this month of Abib, the green ears of grain, and keep the Passover unto Yahweh. So you might ask, well, why aren't we keeping the Passover, Moreh Elkanah? Well, here's what it says in the second verse. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yahweh, thy Elohim, of the flock and the herd in the place which Yahweh shall choose to place his name there. Hallelujah. There it is. In other words, he said, we had to sacrifice the Passover of the flock, of the herd, in the place where he chose. Not anywhere we choose. Not everywhere we were scattered. The Almighty never told us that. But he always wanted to remember, us to remember this time of year. And praise Yahweh for his laws, statutes, and commandments. Praise him for his precepts. Praise him for his line upon line. Here a little, there a little. And let me show you more. Third verse, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste. That's how we came out of here. That's how we came out. We came out in haste. The Almighty said, no more. we're not going to come out in haste. I'm hearing all kind of rumors that they're saying that truly they may try to push out our people, because now our rate of what they're saying is that our people are perishing, are dying right now, the plague. They're saying at at least a 72% rate. So brothers and sisters, that's why everybody got to get low, got to get humble, got to get serious, got to get close to the Almighty. Because truly, he's letting the world know that beside me, there is none else. Beside me, nobody can save you. And that goes for us all. So our only hope is in obeying his laws and his statutes and his judgment exactly the way he said do it. Don't add, thou shalt not add thereto nor diminish from it. And this is what he told us concerning that. Again, in the third verse of Deuteronomy 16, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, matzos, therewith, even the bread of affliction. That's what this bread represents. It's the bread of affliction. In other words, they didn't have time to make it fancy. Yahweh wanted us to make this bread. As he said, it's afflicting. And the Almighty said, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the day of thy life. Hallelujah. So in other words, he said that we would remember the day that we came from the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And you notice what he related it to. He said, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, even the bread of affliction. See, the bread is how we will remember when the Almighty brought us out of Egypt. The bread is going to be in remembrance that we ate it during the Passover. So before the days of unleavened bread began tomorrow morning at the break of dawn, he wanted us to start eating this bread during the Passover, because the bread was eating during the Passover. Even though we can't keep Passover, we don't eat bitter herb, we don't eat the lamb, we don't do that. Because that's what we did in the place that y'all chose. And the Almighty admonished us, don't do everything that you see that we do here today everywhere you set your eyes. Let me show you that scripture. It's, hold that page. We're going right back. Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter. He admonishes us about sacrifices and offerings. And this is what he said. In the 8th verse of Deuteronomy 12, he said, you shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes, for you will not as yet come to the rest, peace, and to the inheritance which Yahweh your Elohim giveth you. But when you go over Jordan and dwell in the land, which Yahweh, your Elohim, giveth you to inherit, and when he have given you rest from all your enemies, not some of them, and we ain't got rest from now one of them, round about so that you dwell in safety. Hallelujah. Then, as you see in the 11th verse, he tells you the place that he called his name, that you bring all your offerings, your sacrifices. He let you know, this is the place where you do this. Praise Yah. That's why we have this, look at this rule. We have to see this line We have to acknowledge this precept upon precept in order for us to understand, okay, well, he said forever, but that ever is conditional according to its rights. And we had to keep Passover even according to its rights. And we're going to see that. Let's first, beautiful brothers and sisters, let's go to the book of the Act, to Deuteronomy 16. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 16. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. On a beautiful, beautiful evening, and I pray to Yahweh that everybody has eaten, or if you haven't eaten your unleavened bread, go ahead and eat it. Go ahead and eat your unleavened bread. It's not sundown yet. Go ahead and eat your bread. In Deuteronomy 16, Yahweh lets us know in the fifth verse. He said, thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. In other words, we couldn't even sacrifice the Passover in Gad, in Zebulun, in Naphtali, all of our city gates. That's what it means when he said any of your gates. He's talking about the city gates of our tribe. But this is what he told us in the sixth verse. But at the place which Yahweh, thy Elohim, shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at evening, hallelujah, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt, hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. If Yah has blessed you with this understanding that we cannot celebrate Passover, but Passover is so precious because this is the same night of the Passover that's coming. This evening is the same date evening of the Passover in our time. Even though we can't celebrate it, we should want to remember it because Yah said he never wanted us to forget to remember the day when we came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of our life. Hallelujah. What a blessed evening this is. So nobody should be trying to mimic or imitate or emulate the things we did in our land and the things that we did when we were even still in Egypt, and he was instructing us. He said, don't do this. Even when we was in the wilderness, Yahweh was teaching our people these laws and these commandments through the wilderness. But brothers and sisters, you won't see nowhere where the Creator said he would give us teaching sessions when he bring us out of this Egypt, our modern Egypt, from all the places that he scattered us. He said he would bring us out for us to be judged. So let this evening be a blessing. Let this evening be joyous. Let this evening be a time of remembrance. When Yahweh brought us out, let us have a vision to see ourselves later on in another place than this one. And I'm here to tell you, Yahweh is getting our spirits and all of our brothers and sisters' spirit who never been over and crossed over Jordan like myself, never been in the land of Israel like myself. Because I want to do it the way Yahweh said he going to do it. I want to fulfill his plan if it be his holy will. I want to do it his way. So let us wait on Yahweh. I say wait on Yahweh. Praise Yah. Brothers and sisters, I've got to show you something that is recorded in Exodus 12, where we were in the beginning. Let's go back to Exodus, the 12th chapter, and let's see. Why are we eating unleavened bread this evening? And we're to eat this bread every day. Doesn't matter how much or less, but we're to eat the unleavened bread. We're to eat it every day, all the way to next week on the W day at evening. Again, in Exodus, the 12th chapter, listen to what the Almighty said. This is how we were going to remember this day that he brought us out of Egypt. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to remember it through the bread, not through the Passover sacrifice, not through the Feast of Unleavened Bread sacrifices for 7 days, not through the holy convocations, which we cannot keep, but the way we will remember the day that we were brought out of the land of Egypt all the days of our life, according to Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 3rd verse, he said, you should eat unleavened bread. So that's praise the mighty Yahweh. That's what keeps our mind on this wonderful time of liberation, this wonderful time tonight before the liberation, because tomorrow night represents liberation. Tomorrow in the morning represents the beginning of our leaving for liberation. But tomorrow night, and we're going to be back, Yah's will, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to speak about that night. But right now, we're talking about the Passover. Look what he told us in the 18th verse, Exodus 12. Again, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening. That's now. That's right now. And how do we know that this is the 14th day of the month or moon at evening? How do we know this? We got to go by what Yahweh said. I got to show you two places. I got to show you two places to know that if someone has already celebrated and said that that was their 14th day of the evening of the first month and is not today, they're lying to you. If they say that their time that they're going to start eating unleavened bread on the 14th is another day beyond today, later on in the week or the month, they're wrong. That's how you know. According to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, this is what the truth and living Elohim established to know when was the first month and the 14th day. This is it. No other way, period. Let's go to Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse. It reads, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. Praise Yah. Let those lights be for those things. In other words, let the lights determine the signs. Let the lights determine the seasons. Let the lights determine the days. Let the lights determine the years. And brothers and sisters, we have embarked upon a new year. We have embarked upon the 14th day of the new year of Yahweh, the true new year. And how did we get here? We had to go through this precept, this law. This is a law and a precept. And we must go by this. That's the only way. And how do we know he gave us lights to mark the dates? Go to Psalms 81. Go to Psalms, the first chapter. Psalms, the 81st chapter. Look what the true and living Elohim has in his book of life. Psalms 81. We're going to start at the first verse because it's a wonderful prayer. He said, sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. That's the only reason why we're living and breathing right now, because Yahweh is our strength. Hallelujah. Yahweh is the one who keeps us going. Hallelujah. Through thick and thin, through diseases, through plagues, it's Yahweh truly is the one that is our strength. We truly need to be dependent only on him, because there's no help, as you can see, nowhere else. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Yahakov. Take a song and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this It says, for this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Yahakov. This he ordained in yourself for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Hallelujah. Oh, brothers and sisters. The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Get ye wisdom, but with all thy getting, get understanding. This is saying so much. These three verses are revealing so much to us. Let me show you what I mean. Let me open up to show the righteousness of Yahweh and how we write on the money. Hallelujah, that we know we keep in his time, because there is no other Passover this year beyond would have been today. There is no other. And how do we know? He said, blow up the trumpet in the new moon. That means in the Kodesh. Guess what? We kept the Kodesh. We had a gathering for the Kodesh. We praise Yah in the sanctuary on the new moon and the first day of the new year. And then he come, he said, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. In the time appointed. In Hebrew, this whole term of the four words is a translation of when the moon is full. That's what that means. When the moon is full. And you, yourself, anyone, the world, it's been right on the money every month. Right on the money on the 14th day of every month. That moon is plump and full. All you got to do, take some time out tonight. When you see it rise from the east, you won't be able to miss it. It's going to be full. Just like when he brought us through, or when he went through and smite the Egyptians. Praise Yah. This night would represent that same date. And the only way we're going to know that we write on the money is that we're going by the lights that he gave in his instructions from the beginning. And this is what he said. He said, blow up the trumpet in the Kodesh. Blow it when the moon is full on our solemn feast day. And right now the moon is full. You can't see it because when it started rising, it'll start rising later tonight. You're going to see it in its fullness. is ordained. He ordained in Joseph for a testimony. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the scriptures say in Isaiah 8, chapter 20th verse, to the law and the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. There's no light in anything else but what I just taught from the word of Yah. My mouth just spoke the truth. He said, this he ordained in yourself for a testimony. He said, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Now that's key. He said, remember, the trumpet was to be blown two times. It says, when in the new moon and when the moon is full. Why? Because he gave us the moon, the sun, and the stars for signs. Season, days and years, praise Yah. And isn't it amazing that tonight is going to mark exactly what this scripture says on our solemn feast day? See, the solemn feast day he's speaking of is the Passover, when he went out through the land of Egypt. Passover begins this evening. Now, that's when Passover began, or would have began. And even though we can't keep it, we can still remember it. We can still teach on it. We can still talk about it. We can share it with our children. We can share it with our people. We can give them hope that Yahweh saved our people out of slavery. And it's prophesied that Yahweh is going to save Jacob of Jacob's trouble. Because right now, it looks like we're in trouble. It looks like we're in more trouble now than it was during police shootings. It looks like we're in trouble. It looks like a time never before. A time that a plague has been brought upon the earth and is taking so many people's lives, including our lives, in trouble. And I praise Yah for this evening that we can remember Yahweh, the only Savior, the only one who could save us out of such things, the only one who could save us out of anything. Let everything that have breath praise Yahweh right now by saying hallelujah. He said, time appointed on our solemn feast day. He said, for this was a statute. In your Bibles it says, for this was a statute, but the word was added in the translation. That's why it's in italics in most of your Bibles. Because this is a statute. This is a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Yaakov. What is? Blowing the trumpet when the moon is new and blowing it when it's full during our solemn feast day. This he ordained in yourself for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt. That translates into when he went out against the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Let me show you. Let me show you Psalms, the 114th chapter. And then we're going to go back to Exodus 12. But let's go to Psalms 114. Hallelujah. What an evening to just not treat it like any other time, and we just reflect on the time that Yah went out against our enemies. Yah is jealous. Yah is angry right now. Yahweh wants his honor. Yahweh wants his acknowledgement. Yahweh wants us to think about him. Stop what we're doing and just think about him. Let him be your dread. Let Yahweh be your fear. Psalms 114. Look what it says in the first verse. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. Praise Yah. In other words, when Yah said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Yahakov from a people of a strange language, a foreign language that we could not understand. Let me show you the testimony to the law and the testimony in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. In Exodus, the 12th chapter, this is what Yahweh did for our ancestors. Hallelujah. This is what he did. He said in Exodus, the 12th chapter, the 29th verse, and it came to pass that at midnight, Yahweh smote all the firstborn of the land. Isn't that something? He said he smote all the first of the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not one house where there was not one dead. Isn't that something? Let me read that again. Think about what we read in Psalms 81. He said, it came to pass, 29th verse of Exodus 12. It came to pass that at midnight, Yahweh smote, that means he killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Y'all, let me tell you something. We have to praise the mighty Yahweh for destroying our enemy, who was killing us constantly, building cathedrals on our bodies, building what a lot of people think the Egyptians built, the pyramids. No, it was our ancestors who built Ramesses, who built the pyramids of Egypt. It was the true Hebrew Israelites, because we were their slaves, just like we're the slaves today. Yahweh never wanted us to forget what he did for us when he killed the Egyptians and the next day brought us out of Egypt. He never wanted us to forget that. And see what Psalms 81, to the law and the testimony. You see in Psalms 81 where the Creator lets us know in his scriptures that during that time of the feast day, he said, when he went out through the land of Egypt, that means when he went out against the Egyptians and smote their firstborn, where I heard a language that I understood not. What that means? In other words, when they were crying loud because there was not a house that somebody wasn't dead. So you can imagine the cry. And you can imagine all the wailing, and you can imagine the loud noise of what everybody was saying. They were speaking in their own language. They were speaking in their own language. So I praise the mighty Yahweh that the Almighty gave us how to remember this time for the rest of our life. And I praise Yahweh for his laws and his statutes concerning this time. And look at Numbers, the 9th chapter, so that we can see further just how special it is that we can't keep Passover right now, but we can remember it. And that's what we're doing. We're taking time out to talk about the Passover and just how great Yah is and just how great his plagues were. And that's what makes us fear. That should make us fear. Because all of our fathers, all of our ancestors at that time, guess what? They became obedient. They were obedient. When Yah told them, don't go out their house that night, they were obedient to his command. Numbers, the 9th chapter. This is what the Creator said in the first verse. He said, and Yahweh spoke unto Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season in the 14th day of this month at evening. You shall keep it in its appointed season. He's reiterating. Now listen to this. According to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall you keep it. Hallelujah. That's how you know. So many leaders right now, well, they probably ain't keeping this time. They probably ain't keeping this right time right now, according to the crescent light. Because every time you count it the way Yah say, the first light we see after 29 or 30 days is the sign that the next day is the first day of the month. And it's like clockwork. It's truly on time. Once you start with that crescent light, you're always going to be in the 14th day will always be a full moon. It's like clockwork. Why? Because Yah's clock is in the sky. That's why. If you want to know what time it is, look to the heavens from which we came. Look from the Most High. Look to him. Because it was the one who dwells in the heavens is the reason why we're here. He who dwells in heaven, as it says in Psalms 121, he said, I will look unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding come from Yahweh. Praise Yah. He's told us we had to keep the Passover, and we had to keep it according to all its rites and ceremonies. And as well as the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We could only keep it according to what he said and instructed. And I praise the mighty Yahweh. And I thank the mighty Yahweh. And must I say, right now, I'm going to open the phone lines up for a few minutes. It weren't going to be long. I didn't want it to be long, but I wanted us to just get together right now and think about Yah and think about what really time it is. This is the time that it would have been Passover time. Even though we can't keep it, we can talk about it, we can relate to it, we can reminisce about it, and truly we can do what Yahweh told us, remember the day that we came out of a land of Egypt, our ancestors, all the days of our life. And that's why it's complimentary that we would have eaten the unleavened bread, just like he said. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we're going to open the phone lines up. All you got to do is call 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. That's all you got to do. If you already called, just hit the number one. And we'll put your question or comment on the air. We're going to answer a few questions. Or you could just make a comment. Or you could just make a comment. Praise Yah. We're going to open the lines up to area code 609.
I just give praise.
609. Shalom, shalom.
I have a 94-year-old woman.
So it's going to be 95. Woo. But, you know, I am. It's.
Well, I guess we better go to area code 585. We'll go
Hallelujah.
To area code 585. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
my beloved brother. How you doing?
Pretty good, big brother Israel. Love you, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Love you, too. Love you.
Big brother, man, listen, I cleaned up my house really, really good. I got all the leavening out the corners of the cracks of my house. Me and my wife, we cleaned the car out real thorough. I mean, we done went over the cabinets. We done bleached the cabinets out. We done took every. I mean, even if we didn't know, if we thought it had leavening, we just took it out the house. Big brother, my only concern is this.
Yes, sir.
I did all of those. I did all of that good stuff. I got the unleavened bread. I'm about to participate with the unleavened bread whenever you say it's time to do that. But I'm at work, big brother. I don't know if I'm supposed to be here right now.
Well, that's fine.
I'm a little bit nervous
as long
about
as you
that.
Were
I'm
able
a little
to get to your bread. Just as long as you
yes,
are
sir.
Able to eat unleavened bread at evening, you're okay.
Yes,
because
sir.
You can't keep Passover, so you're
Hallelujah.
Good. It's okay.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise
God. The mighty Yahweh.
Yes,
all right, I get nervous, big brother. I just want to be all the way right, man. I just want to be right. I don't care.
That's
I don't
wonderful.
Care about nothing else, man. I don't care about nothing else. I just want to be right with Yah. Point blank, period.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. You're doing just fine. Just as long as
right.
you're able to eat your unleavened bread at this evening, you're fine because we can't
yeah.
keep none of the holy convocations. We can't keep any of the rites or according to the rites or ceremonies of Passover nor unleavened bread. Only what he
yes,
told
sir.
Us to do in there, all our habitations to eat unleavened bread. That's it. And that's what we're doing. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, sir. Okay, big brother Israel, I'm going to leave you alone. I was supposed to call you at 8 o'clock on the Shabbat night. I totally didn't call you, sir. But the reason
okay.
why I needed to call was for the fringes, and I was supposed to also call Big Sister Aldea, and I'm going to have as far as to get the name changed. She got to give me the information
okay.
on that. So I'm still going to call Big Sister Aldea, and I'm going to call you maybe later on, if not today, maybe tomorrow.
That's fine. That's fine, beloved brother. I look for your call, and no problem whatsoever. We're going to make, by the power of Yahweh, we're going to make it happen, brother. Don't worry about nothing.
Yes, sir. Shalom to you, Elder. I love you. I love you. I love you. Shalom
love you
to you.
I love you more, brother. Take care. Shalom,
yes.
shalom.
Yes,
praise
sir.
The mighty Yahweh. That was wonderful. Brothers and sisters, in the few minutes we have left, we're going to try to go back to area code 609. Area code 609. Shalom, shalom. Area code 609.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Speak up, Mom.
Speak
shalom.
Up, shalom. I'm so thankful for you. I thank
Praise
God y'all. For you. I am 94 years old, and I am with my two daughters that live, and my son-in-law, and we have service, and we listen to you, and I'm thankful for you. You don't know how happy I am that I have learned this truth. The truth, I can hardly talk because I am so blessed to know this
Take
ministry.
Your time.
This ministry has saved me. I opened up my eyes, my ears, my being. You are so special, and your ministry is so special to me now. And I'll
Hallelujah.
Never go back. I'll never turn back. Praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Sister, you done made my evening. You done made my week. You done made my month. You done made my year.
Yeah.
You done made my life. I'm here to tell you,
Hallelujah.
To hear you being an elder, a queen, 94 years of age, which let everybody know you are a walking testimony that Yahweh gives you his word and we can turn no matter how long it takes for us to see his truth, his mercy endures forever. It is an honor to be speaking to you as well, sister. Much love
Hallelujah.
To you. May Yahweh bless you to live forever.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise
Yah. And if there are any questions you have, anything, anytime you want to call Queen, you make it your business to call us. Call
thank
me.
Thank you so much.
Make it your business. Yes, ma'am.
Thank
yes, ma'am.
You so much.
And who is your daughter that has
Brenda Foggy.
Hi.
Shalom.
Brenda and my husband Walter, you spoke to him last week. Or
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, blog talk a couple days ago. This is Brenda from New Jersey. We give praise and honor to the Most High for this opportunity just to know this truth. And I thank you.
Hallelujah.
And we just pray for you and Sister Yanice, Elder Yanice,
praise
and we give and the whole house of Israel. And
praise Yah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if we lost some people. I think we might have lost our sister. I sure hope you call on back. Call back in. Call back in. Let me see. I think I might have you right here. I don't know what happened. Praise Yah. You. I don't know what
Praise
happened.
Praise Yah. I don't. I
but
don't
you
either,
go ahead and pick
back.
Off where you left off.
No, I don't want to take up time. There's other viewers I know, but I just wanted to.
No, that's all
my
right.
Mother,
that's all right. Take your time.
My
that's
mother
okay. You and your mom.
To you. And she
yes,
enjoys hearing, and she's sitting here with her word, marking, just taking notes. And my sister, Abaya, is at her home right now listening, and my husband, Walter. And we are searching to, we want to change our names. We are trying to get there.
Hallelujah.
We just need prayers.
Hallelujah.
Your prayers.
Well, you just keep
now.
On. Praise
okay.
the mighty
we'll,
God. Keep on.
We may call
see,
you
Yahweh bless you.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. You can call me anytime,
okay.
sister.
All
no
right.
problem. You and your mom
okay.
and family. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Shalom.
Okay, we love you all. Shalom, shalom,
love
shalom.
You.
And may God bless and keep you all. Live forever. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you all. Much love.
Hallelujah.
To you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You too.
God. Oh, my goodness. I can't even tell y'all after that conversation how great I feel. I don't even know what to say, but hallelujah. And I'm gonna go to area code 301. Area code 301. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Maureen.
How you doing,
first,
beloved?
I want to give all praise, glory, and honor to the Most High Yah by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Secondly, I want to apologize to you because I'm the other person, Darren White, that was supposed to call you on the Shabbat
that's
day.
Okay, that's all right. That's okay.
Yeah, I think I probably ended up on the phone with my youngest daughter, which is in New York, and I talked to her about 2-3 hours. So I think it just
that's
got
okay.
time just got away from me. So I
that's
apologize.
All right.
I want to tell everyone, all my brothers and sisters, happy Passover.
Well, let me. That's what I was teaching tonight. Now,
I know.
Because I want everybody to understand, yeah, we don't keep Passover. We can't keep it. But this would have been the Passover. Yes, sir.
Right.
This would have been the Passover.
Right. No, I'm not observing other than pulling the leavening out of my home, but, you know. But
yes, sir.
I just made sure I wanted to get on and give everybody some love as well.
We love you too, beloved brother. We love you too. And, you know, I praise the mighty Yahweh that he even got us alive to be able to be here, even acknowledging the great thing he did many years ago when he brought our ancestors out of Egypt, when he killed the firstborn. And just to hear my elder of 94 years old, done truly, that's a lesson to all of us. That
yes,
truly, it ain't nothing too hard for Yahweh, and Yahweh loves us, and he tells us to turn to him, and he will bless us, and that's just a blessing. I've been blessed tonight. We all been blessed tonight to have our
Absolutely.
Elder to speak those words and praise Yahweh for you too, and my other brother that called earlier. Much love to you all, because you know we might be scattered to the four corners of the earth. But yet we have truly gathered ourselves together. We ain't got to be in person. Yahweh
yes,
said, he that scattered Israel shall gather him. And even if the forces of wickedness that try to separate us, try to keep us from not gathering, like I said, you could never stop this gathering, ever. Because
yes.
Yahweh has ordained for us to come together for his word. Seek righteousness, seek me. That's it. Praise you.
Praise Yah. It will take long to know to all of the house of Israel and all others that love Yah. And I'm just happy on this day. And as the elder made their day, she made mine too. I had somebody come in and have to listen when she came on the line.
Praise
you
got to
come in here and hear this.
Praise Yah. That's wonderful.
Praise
well, it's good to hear your voice, beloved brother. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. That was wonderful. We're going to go, in the time we have left, we're going to go to area code 972. Area code 972. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. All praises to the Most High Yahweh. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Letitia calling from Dallas, and I just wanted to give y'all some praise on this day, if
praise
you don't mind.
You go
oh,
right ahead.
Told I y'all for being y'all right and being y'all all by yourself. Told I y'all for sitting high and looking low. Told I y'all for being y'all over the kings, over the GDs, the LDs, the JCs, all of these false messiahs of Israel, these false deities of these lands. Told I y'all that you are y'all, and besides you, there is none else. Told I y'all for waking us up not only to see another day, but to see another year that was not promised to us. Told I y'all for the roof over our heads, the clothes on our backs, the shoes on our feet, food to eat, bills paid in full, and money left over. Told I y'all for keeping us safe with this virus that's going on. Abba Yah, we just thank you. Yah, you are our shepherd. We shall not want for nothing. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our souls. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your Kodash namesake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For Abba Yah, you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Abba Yah, you prepare a table before us in the presence of all of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil, our cups run over. Surely righteousness and favor shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house and only your house forever. Hallelujah. Oh, Abba Yah, we just thank you right now that we're the heads and not the tails, above only and not beneath, the first and not the last. We are whole and not sick. We are blessed and not cursed. We are increased and not decreased. We are lenders and not borrowers. We are cheerful and obedient givers. We are leaders of what's right and not followers of what's wrong. We're more than just conquerors. We're more than just overcomers. Through you and only you, Yah, do we have the victory. Oh, Todai Yah. Oh, Abba Yah, we just thank you. We just Todai you. Oh, you are so wonderful. What a mighty Abba we serve. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be lifted on high. Oh, we just give you all the praises, all the honor, and all the esteem because it all belongs to you. Oh, Abba Yah, we repent for all of our sins, known and unknown, all of our shortcomings, all of our faults and our flaws. Abba Yah, we repent because we have sinned. We have acted wickedly. We have committed wickedness, Abba Yah. We just ask you to forgive us collectively and individually. Oh, Abba Yah, you are so worthy to be praised, and we just thank you. No weapons that is formed against us shall succeed, and every tongue and every demon that rise up against us in judgment, Abba Yah, you shall condemn. Greater is you, Abba Yah, that is in us than it that is in this world. Abba Yah, you for us, who can be against us? No plagues, no pestilence, no sicknesses, no disease, no death, no poverty, no lack, no stressing, no worrying, no debt. No unclean spirits, no unrighteous spirits, no demonic spirits, no demons, no witches, no warlocks, no wizards, no fallen ones, no Hasatan, no Satan, no Lucifer, or his wife, or their children, or the serpent can't come near us because, Abba Yah, you have us protected. We are covered. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You sure you didn't want to say something else? Because I tell you, I think you done said it all. I think you done said it all. Well, and may Yahweh bless us, even though right now we are still under his curse, but may Yahweh do every single thing that you just said, because that's what we're striving for, in humbling ourselves to him. And everything that you said is what he desired for us to have. And I pray that everything that you're talking about come to pass for all our people, whoever he chooses. And I love you, sister. I love your spirit. I love what you said. It was very inspirational. And this is how we're to be. We're to be strong, courageous, and do exploits, as it says in Daniel, the 11th chapter, the 32nd verse. At a time like this, it was refreshing to hear a beautiful spirit from a queen sister of Israel like yourself. So I just wanted to give you a compliment, and I want to say we love you, and stay strong, and stay exactly the way you are, because believe you me, those are the type of people that Yahweh looking for, just like Joshua, those that's got courage and strength and confidence and excited about serving Yahweh and excited about his mercy, because truly he has showed his mercy upon us right now for us to be even be alive. Hallelujah. I love
Hallelujah.
You, my sister.
All praise.
Thank you for those
All
wonderful
praise.
Words. All praise to the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Oh, what can I say? I don't know what to say after that. All I can say is praise be to the mighty Yahweh. I've enjoyed this evening. I hope you enjoyed the few minutes we were on together. I would love for everyone to come back tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same number, same www.blogtalkradio.com. And we're going to talk about the night to be much observed, the night that we were liberated, the night after he had brought us out that day, that night we camped, and it was freedom. And I pray that truly Yahweh will bless us to be in that number and to go after the wilderness, after being judged, to go in that land, to go home. I want everybody to know that we love you, all of you all, from the house of Israel of Atlanta, from the elders to the children. We all one family, and all you beautiful brothers and sisters and anyone else, even of the nations that are listening to this teaching. Yah said, let not the stranger say, Yah has utterly separated me from his people. But the foreigners that wish to fear him, keep his commandment, love Yahweh, and love his people, and love his laws. Yahweh said he got a place for you all. I love y'all, my people. and all those that love Yahweh. And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you all, where he make his face shine upon every one of his people. May he put us under the shadow of his wings of protection. May he bless us as he blessed us with the prayer in the book of Psalms 91, especially at a time like this. I'm going to read it as we close. Psalms 91, first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress. My Elohim, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the disease that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is righteous all the time, day and night. Shema Israel, Yah Eloheinu, Yahweh Akah. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh I Elohim, Yahweh is one. Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is righteous all the time, day and night. Love you all. Good night.